Welcome to Purple Hour Podcast, a journey through the discography of K-pop sensation BTS. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Purple Hour Podcast.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hi.
I'm Anjane.
I'm Becca.
And I'm Lexi.
Your favorite hosts.
Episode, I was almost gonna say episode two, but like really, this is like episode one after the intro. Because I don't know, are we considering the intro episode one?
No,
it's like episode zero.
Yeah,
I'd say episode zero.
There you go.
It's like zero period in classes. You know,
I never took zero period. I was asleep.
Oh
yeah, there's no way I was waking up that nice. Early. No way.
Always had a zero period.
I appropriate for what we're going to talk about. School was never my thing.
I feel that. I thought it was my thing, but society tells you it should be your thing, but doesn't have to be. But
yeah,
anyways,
we're jumping the gun.
We'll get to that.
We're not there yet.
Okay. Well, welcome to our No More Dream episode. I'm so excited. It's been like 3-ish weeks since we've recorded. I feel like a lot has happened in BTS world. I know.
You can say that again.
I know. Let's see. BTS in the White House? What the heck? Biden with the finger.
Very surprising.
That sent me.
Everyone who I know who like isn't into BTS but just like knows me and knows I'm an ARMY sent me that freaking image of fucking Biden with all of them doing the finger heart, and I was like, please stop.
It's so funny. Did you guys see Tom Cruise doing like finger hearts?
Yes, I did. I saw them all, and then they all did the gyaru, and I was like, "What is happening?"
No,
right
I saw
now?
It on TikTok, and I was like, "Done, we're done."
closing
the phone, locking it, putting
like
it away.
Miles Teller doing a gyaru. I'm like,
I did not see that.
You know,
I don't know if I want to.
I never thought I would see this.
Ever want to see someone who is a Scientologist doing a.
No, there was a tweet. He's gonna teach the church. Oh, but on a more serious note, it was really cool that they went to the White House to talk about like very real issues.
Yes.
Lexi, I wanted to ask you, as an Asian American, how did you feel that like BTS used their platform to go to the White House and talk about hate crimes against Asian people and discrimination just throughout the country?
Well, I mean, first off, I think because BTS's platform is so large and their reach is so massive, the influence that they have, you know, it's really interesting to see how much influence that they do have on like so many different issues, and you know, just anything that they do, they can genuinely like have so much power.
Yeah, it's not just music.
And their words hold so much power, and for them, you know, knowing what we know as ARMYs, like we know how much they go through, and you know, just you know, being, you know, there are so many different things, like it's all super intersectional.
Definitely.
You know, they're Asian, they're in a boy band, there's so many things that do intersect that that they do get hate for, but for them to be able to, you know, use their power and their influence in this positive manner, it was really nice to see that there was representation, and I think that's so important because, at least for me growing up, as an Asian American, like, I'm not gonna lie, that there was a lot of, like, self-hatred, or denial, I guess you could say, because I didn't see very many Asian Americans on television. And yeah, no representation. I did, yeah, and if I did, it was very tokenized and it was very stereotypical. So, yeah, I mean, it's great that they are being chosen and being recognized as these people who have so much influence. And yes, it because they're Asian, like, obviously that's another point to it, but that's not, it's not just because they're Asian. It's, you know, it's because of all of the things that they do, mm-hmm. and it just so happens that they are Asian. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that they are being recognized for, you know, the power that they hold.
Well, there's so much, like, there's so much more than just a band. And I don't remember who said it earlier, but, like, it is so much more than the music. I mean, even before this, mm-hmm. they've worked with, like, they're with the, like, worked with the UN. They've talked at the UN. They,
right? Yeah, and UNICEF and everything.
Yes, yes. They, it's,
they're activists.
Exactly. It's more than just a boy band who makes music for, mm-hmm. for teenage girls, which is the way a lot of
people view
assholes
us.
View it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so proud of them, always.
They're not just pretty boys. They are pretty boys, but they're not just pretty
boys. I mean, they
boys.
Are pretty
yes,
boys.
Yes, exactly.
They are.
Exactly.
They're so exactly. much more. But yeah, mm-hmm. on a lighter note, are you guys liking Proof?
We were.
I was just thinking, like how I was saying last for our intro episode, that my top 10 could change at any time. And Run.
Genuinely.
Oh no! And Run literally. BTS. Mm-hmm. Run BTS.
Run BTS
is there.
Shoving its way. Shoving its way into my top
anthem.
10.
It's
shoving. It's
I
like
cannot.
Such a banger.
I can't put it down.
An ass shaker.
I love it, and I loved all the demos. Like, it really brought me back.
Oh my god, Tony Montana, please.
Oh, I'm finally! So mad that isn't, it's still not on, like, don't get me wrong, I'm so
streaming.
Happy it's on an album, but also,
it's never gonna be on Spotify, it hurts my heart.
I know, but no, it's so cool to be able that. To stream. Streaming Born Singer feels so interesting, it feels
that,
weird.
I know.
That it feels good. Wrong. Mm-hmm.
That feels good. But gosh. Also it's so crazy to like listen to the demos because like some of them sound so close to like the finished product, like some mm-hmm. of them are really, but then like we were listening to I Need You and I was
yes
yeah
I was
we
like,
were so
what
different
song is this mm-hmm. and Anj, me and Anj were listening it, to it together and I was like what
mm-hmm.
what is this? Like, I couldn't. Yes, like, she was yes. the one looking at the track list, and she's like, this is mm-hmm. I Need You. I was like, it sounds nothing like that. She's like, oh, the like, music, right. like, the background, like, you can hear mm-hmm. it sounds similar, and I had to, like, listen to mm-hmm. to it for a minute, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
Right.
It is wild.
But then you have tracks like the Boys With Fun demo that sounds pretty much exactly the same.
Except
Boys With Fun?
Tay in the back June? With his.
Except for you have Tay.
Whoa.
Also, I will just randomly be going about my day and I will hear June in my head. Mini money, mini money.
No. I love it. I love that they let us in on our on their process. They always gave us snippets, but they're like, here,
yeah,
see it come
yeah,
full
but
circle.
Like, here is the whole thing. I will say, probably out of the whole like the demos unreleased like disc, all of CD3, my top two have to be Tony Montana and Epiphany.
Epiphany is so
Epiphany
good.
Is so good.
When we were listening, when Beck and I were listening to it. I was like, I almost like this better than the original.
Same.
Jin's falsetto mm-hmm. is so much more showcased, and he sounds phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the one that
God.
I was that just,
man.
Like, crying? There was one, where we
I
were
mean,
listening.
I mean, out of all of them, it'd be that
we were
one.
Listening to,
like, I think
or
so.
Young Forever.
I think
it was
so.
Just, like, way too hot out, and we were, like, sitting on the floor, and, like, I
on
think,
the carpet.
I think it might have been Epiphany, I don't know, but I just started crying, and Anj just looks over at
it's
me,
beautiful.
And was, like, Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. No, no, don't cry.
I was like, don't start crying or you're going to make me cry. but oh, God. So exciting to see everything put together. The album, I really, I was actually using it for, like, just reference, like, to see, like, snippets of what every album is and what, like, the eras are. Mm-hmm. It's really helpful, and for, like, baby armies, I'm sure, like, it'll be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I literally... I'm trying to convince one of my coworkers to get into BTS, and I literally was like,
same.
They just came out with a new album. That's like a really great starting point. Like,
this check is a it perfect out. Time. If you're thinking about listening to BTS,
I will
do it.
I will get her eventually.
Oh, yeah.
You will. You will. You just got to chip away.
Yes.
It's like a slow, and then it's all of a sudden.
Jimin, yes. Jimin has a beak. He is a chick, and he has a beak. And she's like, that's funny. And so now, when a chick is around, it's like, oh, it's Jimin. It's like,
it's Jimin.
We're getting there. We're getting there. You're seeing random objects cute. And thinking of Jimin. We're getting there.
Oh, my God. That's so cute.
I know.
I mean, that's how it starts, though.
Yes.
It's true.
I know we need to be getting into it, but I saw a TikTok earlier, and it was like, I took a picture of everything that reminded me of Hobie when out shopping for the day, and I was like, that's such a cute idea.
That's
a
cute.
Constantly see things where my little Delulu brain will be like,
they're a part of our daily life.
Into Instagram, TikTok. And
you know
all the social stuff. We can put that on our socials.
Get to Lulu on the socials.
My brain is popping off with ideas.
Lulu's, okay. That's exciting. Yeah, I mean, they are a part of our everyday lives.
For real.
That's why, shall we talk about the elephant in the room? Just briefly. No, not now.
That's fine.
Not yet. Not fully, but we will be talking about the Festa dinner. And everything it entails later.
Yeah.
Don't want to get too sad before we get into it. We will be addressing it.
I just want to, before getting into it, I don't think it needs to be too sad. Like, I do feel this kind of sadness, but it's like, it's different. I don't know how to describe it. It's not going to be like, like a cry sesh. Like, it's...
Mm-hmm.
Melancholic.
Maybe not.
Yeah. That's.
Were you going to say maybe not you?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, no.
Just kidding. No. I'll try not to cry. Fine. I won't cry.
I've already cried about it plenty. So, like, I think I'm good, honestly. Okay.
But.
All right, let's hop into
it. Last week, I had a lot of people reach out to me and say listening to our intro episode inspired them to, like, think about their own top tens. So we wanted to continue, like, doing some fun little segments that can, like, make you think about the discography. And Lexi had a wonderful idea of us doing our big three as BTS albums.
It was actually Becca.
Excuse you.
Wait. Oh, no, Lexi has the idea of what to explain what it is.
Lexi actually knows what's happening. I'm the one that came up with the... Okay, so someone wrote into Recovering Gleek asking them to do their big three, Sun, Moon, and Rising, as Taylor Swift albums, and I was like, this would work great as BTS albums, and then I suggested it. So really, who came up with it was... whoever it was that wrote into Recovering Gleek.
Got it.
That's true. All right. Well, yes, it was Becca's idea, and Lexi flushed it out for us. Sorry, my brain is all over the place.
You're all good. Okay, so...
But Lexi, give us a little lowdown.
Basically, I'm one of those people, I really like astrology, okay? And it just... Anyone who isn't into it, that's fine. That's okay. That's your prerogative. But I'm just going to give a little lowdown, basically, before we jump into it. Because, again, some people might not know all of the wording.
The different astrology details.
Yeah. So basically, your big three is your sun, your moon, and your rising sign or your ascendant sign. Rising and ascendant are pretty much interchangeable. And your sun sign is pretty much your outward sign. That's going to be like the one that most people know. So that's like, oh, like the day that you were born, like that automatically falls into a sun sign. And then you have your moon sign, which is a, that's your emotional sign. And then your ascendant sign or your rising sign, that's going to be more of like the first impression sign. So that's the sign that people will kind of get the vibes for when, someone meets you for the first time. So something that I saw and I've, been able to use, it's like a quick, like your sun kind of represents your soul, your moon represents mm-hmm. your heart, and then your rising sign or your ascendant is like your book cover. So like how people can see you and judge you, I guess, based on their first glance. So again, just a little bit more about your sun sign. That's gonna be like what rules your like personality and your ego. It's like where your creativity and your drive comes from, where your passions come from. Your moon sign is going to be your more private and your emotional sign. That's like where all your deep feelings are. And it's more so like the not darker, but the more like shadowy parts of your personality that only like the people that you choose to let's see. And then your rising sign is what you show off to other people. So that's what you want people to see, basically, and how you relate to others and how you react to things, like off the bat, like quick reactions and stuff like that. So that is my quick rundown of a big three. But yeah.
Thank you for explaining that. Becca, since it was your idea, I'm so sorry. Can you please start?
No, it's okay. I'm the one that suggested this, but oh my God, this is the hardest. Part of me is like, maybe we should have just done songs. That would have been, that would have been worse. 50 years.
Yeah.
That
would
take me 50 trillion
years. Maybe down the line we can do that. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay, so I don't know. The thing is, I don't know how I'm going to be able to, like, say.
Like, why?
Like, describe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, why? It's just like. Like, I can't say why I feel like my son is Mach's persona, but
I like that a lot.
It is. Like, I don't know. And maybe it's just because it was, like, my first comeback, so I feel a connection to it. But, from, like, intro persona to just, like, the feel-good fun of, like, Boy with Love and stuff, that's just, like, to my core, I want to kind of be like that. For moon, I went love yourself tier.
Nice.
Iconic.
Feels almost like cheating because like that's just a banger of an album, but also it gets a little emo, which I love. In parts. It's got like Singularity is the one that intros on that one.
Ooh.
And like it mainly 13:43:40 and just that distant feeling. So that's why I put that as moon. And then my rising, this one, Anj, you've known me for like a year, so you need to tell me if I am just way out of left field with this one. But I feel like my rising is too cool for school.
Because
I feel like when you I don't know, maybe that should be my son, because I feel like when you first look at me, I don't know, I try and present, like, with, like, I don't know, just, like, the way that I am, I want people to not really, like, talk to me and to think I'm kind of, like, intimidating, but really, when you get to the heart of it, that's not the way I am at
all. I think that's very accurate. I think you picked a great one.
Thank you. Thank you. That was the one that I had to think the most about, I would say.
I like it.
Yeah. So fun.
So yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm very curious as to, I don't know who's going next, but I'm curious to yours.
I can go.
Yeah, go for it.
I can go. Okay. I wrote a lot of detail because I overthink everything, and I'm an English major, so I always think too deeply about everything. Okay, so anyone who knows me, like actually knows me, let me know if you think that I am perceiving myself correctly, because I don't know. But but
that's really what it boils down to.
Okay, so I'm gonna do my moon first. For my moon, I chose Young Forever, like a combination, you know, of the most beautiful moments, part one and two. I feel like, you know, my inner thoughts like really resonate with this album, like the uncertainty of like my youth and my future, like my bottled up fears. Like I really relate to Butterfly, like Love's Not Over, like the fear of like losing people in your life or just losing people in general is like repetitive in each of those songs. And there's also Silver Spoon, like Bapsi talking about like self-destruction and like privilege and being embedded in like society and like parts of my life, like, you know, these are like my inner emotions that I've like tried to learn to like cope with that I don't show everyone. So yeah. And for my rising, I put Love Yourself Answer, because I feel like people probably think that I like I'm in the process of finding myself, like I'm making so many new connections like in my life, like new friends. And in Mic Drop they talk about like don't care about the haters, like I feel like I try to pretend like I don't care like what people think, and also like in Serendipity, like growing from people around you, the people that you love, is definitely something that I try to like connect with. And also like I'm Fine being on there, like the sense of like needing no savior, like no savior, like I'm fine, like don't worry. That's how I try to, that's how I think that I might be perceived. And
yeah,
for my sun sign, I genuinely, this one was really hard for me as well, but I think I'm Map of the Soul 7, actually. You know, I genuinely like am trying to accept how I want to be perceived and like the sides of myself that I've been hiding or like shying away from, embracing like all the parts of me. And that album really like talks about all the things, like Black Swan, like accepting the fact that I'm losing passion for things that, you know, I really enjoyed when I was younger or maybe don't like as much. Also like The Shadow, like hiding from like the fears of my future, like, and myself and like potential like loneliness. And lastly, I really have been thinking like Respect, like I not only do I love that song, but what do I think respect is, like in the past, how people have treated to me, like what is respect to me and what do I want to be and how do I want to be respected like in the future. Yeah, so that's my little spiel.
I love that.
You had like good reasons for all of this. I was going off of vibes.
Yes. I mean, but I think it's so, I loved hearing both of, like, you talk about your reasonings for picking them. So I think, I mean, they are very descriptive of both of you. Like, there's reasons that we picked them all, right? And I, knowing you both.
That's true.
I mean, Becca, I haven't known you as long as Ange, but, I mean, just knowing you this long, I can say that yours are very accurate already. So,
they are.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad.
The Anges are very representative, I'd say. I mean, knowing her from when, you know, She was a freshman in college. Ew, I sound so fucking old. But, you know, like, seeing that change, because, like, even from, like, 1 year in college to the next, like, you change so much. So, I mean, seeing the progression of how Anj has changed is definitely, like, she said, like, very representative in these albums. So, yeah.
Oh, thanks, Lexi. Of course, but yeah. I would love, I'm excited to hear about yours.
Yeah, you definitely seem to know the most about astrology.
Hey, listen, everyone, if you ever want to dive into it, like, I will. Like, we can talk about, like, if we ever do, like, solo episodes, like, for certain, you know, for all of the members separately, I can dive into that, too. And the fact that there's only two of the same sign. Yeah, two of the same sign. Oh, my God, I almost choked myself out there. yeah, just the fact that there's only one sign that's the same. Yeah.
Can you say that again?
I'm not a big astrology person, so I'm very, so who, what are the, t- what are the,
well,
what,
yeah, you what, lost what me.
What is that? Namcook or both Virgos? The
same? Yes.
Mm. Oh, duh.
Everyone else is a different sign.
Literally went to a cup sleeve. For Nomku, I could probably know
they
that.
They tend to bunch them up in pairs anyways for these cup sleeves, so.
They do.
Yeah, like soap, don't True. Get me wrong, soulmates, True. But very different signs. Hello.
Very, very different.
Well, and like Tay yes. and Jin are different.
Yeah.
From the get-go, you like, could tell that too. Yeah. Sorry.
Lexi.
Okay, yes, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, Lex.
Oh, no. Okay, so I think I'll start with my moon sign. Because that one to me was the, like, the easiest one to pick out. And
same.
I'd say that my moon sign is love yourself tier. And ooh, yes, I mean, twinsies. Part of me feels like that's just because that's my favorite album.
That was my fear as well.
But I think it's such an, not just the fact that it's, like, the quote-unquote, like, broody album, or, like, the one that's, you know, like, the one, like, the most edgy or whatever. There are so many different messages that they're, you know, showing off in this album that emotionally I just feel, like, really connected to. Like, they're, you know, you see, like, Fake Love being, like, the title track. Like, that song is... genuinely, like, it's such a masterpiece. Like, I feel like yes, for as real. A single, like, obviously it should have been a single, I'm glad it is, but I feel like it also is underrated in terms of just their songs in general. So, and there's so many songs on the album that are just so deep, and like, oh, we'll get to it when we get to it, but yeah, I love
it sets the tone that's for the whole album.
That's so funny, because until like not even that long ago, Fake Love was one of their most popular
right but songs. I still think that
but lyrically
it's underrated. Yeah,
lyrically it goes, yeah, it flies under the radar for sure.
And then my sun sign, okay, I'm not gonna lie, this one was kind of hard for me. I kept going back in between Persona and Answer. I do think that my sun sign is Love Yourself Answer. I think there is just such a, I mean, with it being like a compilation album, basically, like, there are so many things that it does hit, but I think that the, like, the rise and fall of how it goes, I guess, like, the order in which they're in, like, I think, like, that just is how my personality is. Like, you know, you start off with Euphoria, and it's just, like, literally, like...
Euphoria.
Yeah, oh, my God, that fucking song is so good. but, you know, there are, like, so many different things that this album hits. And, like, Seesaw, and, like, you know, being the one to finally, like, you know, stop yourself from, you know, just staying in a routine and breaking off like a bad cycle. Yeah, like, stuff like that. I just, and then answer love myself. Like, getting to that point where, you know,
yes.
being able to love yourself and, I don't know, I just, yeah. I feel like my sun sign is love yourself answer. And then definitely. I did some recon with my friends. Shout out to my wives on Twitter. I just randomly asked them. Don't you worry.
I'm so sorry about my dogs.
But I asked them randomly.
We love your dogs.
Yeah, we love pets. I wish I had a dog.
I love pets too, but when they're barking in the background of recording, it's a bit.
It happens.
Less than ideal.
But I did ask, like, my friends on Twitter, like, in my group chat, and I asked them, like, hey, like, how would you describe me as a BTS album? Like, which album describes me best? Because it is, you know, ooh. That is, like, the one that, like, your outer sign, like, what people see.
How you're perceived. Yeah,
exactly. So, I got B. And that genuinely was one of the albums that I thought could be, like, my sun sign. And then boiling it down after talking with them, I do think that my rising is B. And one of my friends gave this description. And, okay, first off, I was like, okay, why would you do that? Like, you're trying to make me emotional. Yeah, but she said, I immediately thought of B because you're warm and loving and you appreciate the little things in life. It's just, like, I think about that album and it's such a, like, it's very different. Like, there was no rhyme or reason to it. It's just, you know, things that feel good and felt comforting. And for someone to say, like, I'm... like comforting to them and like my spirit is like light and happy and
that's a compliment.
That's
for
very
sure.
Sweet.
Saying that you're rising like to describe you as B is 100% yeah. like a huge compliment.
I think it's pretty accurate.
That is very sweet.
I love B too, and B is just, it's so underrated, to be honest.
It is.
Oh, my God.
B gets shit for no reason.
For no reason. It's a banger. It's good. It's great.
We'll get to that, too, when we get to it.
Life goes on. Like, we really needed that. Yeah. Like, it was so comforting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that...
Our
that
world was going to shit, okay?
Everywhere, so...
Aww.
Life goes on.
Not yet.
Sometimes that comes on at work. That's one of those BTS songs that they'll play at my work, and I'm like,
it's fine. Let me just walk away for a second.
It's tough. Yeah, we were.
What are you looking for?
When we were on our way back from LA, Becca and I went to PTD LA together, and we were driving back. I had got a snap memory that a year from the day we were leaving LA, I had learned Life Goes on my ukulele. Aww. And then I was like, oh no, like at that point, like I never thought that I was going to be able to like see them. Like especially within a year, like, and I just started like sobbing.
No.
Okay. But anyways,
I forgot about that.
I know. Life Goes On. We love you. All right. Well, shall we get into it?
Let's
shall
jump
we talk
into
about
it.
No More Dream?
No More Dream.
Na, 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 na. All right. Okay. Let's.
That's what this podcast is. This podcast is just us mumbling through all the songs.
And a lot of, you know, crack energy. That's fine.
It's true. Let's get it!
Yes!
Woo! Okay.
Did you have, like, a specific order or anything in mind? Like, a kind of a way you wanted to go about talking about this?
Yeah,
song?
I mean, this can... How we talk about songs can always change, of course, until we get, like, a flow. But I was thinking we should share some facts about each song, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right, yes.
I have some facts for No More Dream I can start us off with, and then...
I am so sorry. Little feet? I am going to shut my door. It's
little pet paws.
I live in a zoo.
In a zoo.
It's all good. Okay, so I will share some facts about No More Dream.
Sounds good.
BTS's debut title track released on June 12th, 2013. It was written by P-Dawg, Bang PD, RM, Suga, J-Hope, and Supreme Boy. rap line. We'll just forget the Supreme Boy song.
Can we just drop that last one?
I know. I was trying to be factual, but you know, I don't want to. I can distort the facts a little.
Okay. It's fine.
It was their title track on Too Cool for School, their debut album, their debut showcase. It ranked number 14 on Billboard's World Digital Chart for 3 weeks, which is pretty exciting.
Oh,
yeah.
It's pretty exciting for someone's debut.
I didn't know that either.
I was shook for sure. But yeah, I was trying to find some fun facts, but... nothing really came up except for obviously their debut showcase was very fun. Mm-hmm. Very. I missed the eyeliner.
Oh.
I was thinking about that earlier. That was part of why I feel like Too Cool for School is really rising because I wear a lot of eyeliner.
You do. You're so good at eyeliner too. Your eyeliner is always popping.
Thank you so much. Also, I'm going to be honest, I miss BTS and eyeliner.
It's a look.
It
looks so good. Like the smoky eyeshadow, eyes. Too.
Mm. For sure.
All right. Does anyone have any ideas how we should like go about talking this? All I have is some favorite lyrics that we could end on.
I was thinking maybe, because there's not as much into this, into, like, the visuals as other albums. I just, right off the bat, visually, BTS looks so wildly mm-hmm. different than they do. Like, there's a lot of parallels and stuff between Yet to Come, and then, like, you know, they take bits and pieces from, like, all of their
definitely
music. But you know there are parts of No More Dream, but even like side by side, just like looking
so
at
visually
it,
different.
Like in the new video versus the original, it's so different. And you know, a lot of eyeliner,
a lot of dark
yeah,
but I mean
yeah, a lot of like just
very like
you could see
powerful.
Yeah, you could see like what they wanted
very
to
mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. We're trying to be tough.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Which I, as an ARMY, I love this music video, but like honestly the first time I saw this music video, I was like,
yeah, genuinely.
Like the song itself mm-hmm. slaps so hard.
It does. They're so little.
Yeah,
they're so
such
little
babies. Like
they're
like
they're,
we do have to talk about the fact like Jungkook was 15. Like, he was 15.
That's wild.
Baby.
Wild.
And, like, and I did write this down when I was writing down notes and stuff, and I was like, you know, when you think about this song and, like, what a lot of the lyrics are talking about, like, they're all babies. Like, they're all teenagers except for Jin and Yoongi, right? Yeah,
oh
like,
God.
Jin was 21 international.
Yeah.
And so yeah. Yoongi was 20. So they're all, I mean, genuinely just getting into quote-unquote adulthood, but they're all still babies.
Well, they're...
I, like...
But if you think about it, like, that makes their message even more powerful. Mm-hmm. Like, they're representing the youth, and, like, they're dressed, you know, they're trying to be, like, this rebellious, like, image and challenge all these, like, social norms for, like, upcoming youth.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, after, like, it is definitely when you, like Becca said, when you see it at first, you're kind of like, oh my goodness. And then after you, like, after you really analyze it and you read the lyrics and you put two and two together, like, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah. I like I said, like, this song, listening to the song, absolutely amazing. Visually, it makes me chuckle a little.
Yeah, a little giggle.
Also, oh my god, their choreography right off the bat. It's so good.
It's so crisp. Jimin
lifting his shirt.
So crisp.
I just had to say it. Someone had to.
I mean, la 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 la. Also, I don't know if you guys have much more to say about the visuals.
Go ahead.
I just find it very funny that, okay, so Jun is, like, the only one who does not have a driver's license. He's the only one that does not drive, right? And so people make jokes about this, about his, I see jokes all the time about Jun not being able to drive.
It's a running joke.
Thing starts off, this whole music video, like, the whole, like, they debut, their first music video starts out with Jin crashing a bus into a bunch of boxes.
Rebels.
Jin is the one driving the bus, and he crashes it into a bunch of boxes. Why are we roasting my boy?
Justice for Jun.
Justice for Jun.
Hashtag justice for Jun.
Yeah.
No, because, like,
yeah, no, we can't.
No, I know. Don't use
please
it.
Please don't. Please don't.
Justice for Jun.
Oh, God.
But
also the part of Yoongi sitting on them like a throne.
Can
is
we?
Very excellent. Just
I don't know if it's in the music video, but in the showcase. Can we talk about how Yoongi is wearing a skirt? I love.
Oh.
Like, debuting in a skirt. He is everything to me.
That's so true, to be, like, debuting like that.
That's a choice.
He said, fuck gender norms. Immediately. I would just like to say. Debut Yoongi.
Debut
Yoongi. What can I say? Anyways.
Let's not go into that tangent. We'll be here for hours if we do that.
That's true. All right. Well, should we like really dive into these lyrics and like talk about have some commentary. Yeah.
45 minutes into the
I know. Recording. It's okay.
Sorry y'all. Thanks for what do you call it? Sticking with us.
For listening. Okay. Well, let's talk about the main theme of the song, you know, breaking out of society's restrictions. Like these expectations to have these really extensive and expansive dreams, and to know this when you're very young can be like very hard mentally.
So overwhelming.
I don't even know what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Me too.
Oh my god. I don't remember if we were recording yet when I mentioned this, but this, like, looking through the lyrics, low-key sent me into a crisis.
existential crisis.
Yeah, no.
I was like, oh, God, what do I want to do?
Yeah, I mean,
what is my, hey, me, what is my dream?
I know. To all the youngsters without dreams.
I'm so sorry. I love doing his little fuckboy laugh.
It's hilarious. It is. But
to all the youngsters without dreams. So sorry. Okay.
No.
Continue.
It's true. This pressure of schooling is like so real. Like I think Becca had mentioned earlier, you were like, you didn't really vibe with school, and like the pressures of school, like, are what do you want to do? What is your dream? And this idea, I think there's a lyric about it. Don't worry about college. I'll go somewhere, even if it's far away. Like implying that, like, it doesn't matter what you're passionate about, like the degree, and like you're gonna go to college no matter where, you're gonna find a place because it's more important that you do it than actually you're doing what you want to do. Like, mm-hmm. spend time like thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah. I this might sound silly, but like the first thing Yoongi says is like, I want a big house, big car, and big rings, but actually I don't have any big dreams. Mm-hmm. And I heard that and I was like, yeah. Mood, go off king. Like, yes. I mean, like, I don't need to live in luxury or anything. Yeah. But like, I don't have this big grand plan of like society always expects you, like, you're going to be like a child, like 13 years old, and you're going to be like, I know, I want to do this. This is my dream. This is how I'm going to contribute to society. When I feel like most of us honestly just kind of want to chill and just kind of not want to be stressed out and have a lot of pressure put on us, you know? Like,
yeah,
I definitely agree with that.
I'd be totally fine just,
it's true,
just doing my thing, yeah,
living in a house,
and it's
just doing my thing.
It's interesting that you brought up that lyric because I had written down that he references that a lot. Like, he references it in Home, in Shadow, and What Do You Think on his solo work. Like, we can delve into that as we like hear it more, but it's interesting that's something that he's like stuck with. Like, he's like, yeah, I want all these things, but my dream may never be fleshed out, but yet I'm getting them. Like, that's profound.
I also think I understand him wanting to use that a lot too, because this is like, that really is like the first, I mean, like, you know, there's the there's like that part, but like as far as like actual
like
you know, getting into the meat of the song, like this is the first line in a BTS song, so I totally see him wanting to yoink and like use it again.
Comes full circle.
And I think too, like when he does talk on lives, even like on V Lives and stuff, like people, like he does read, you know, comments where, you know, people will say like, I don't have a dream, and he, I mean, just seeing subs and stuff on his lives, he talks about like, that's okay if you don't, like, you don't have to have one. What matters is you're working towards whatever it is that you are, and one day you're gonna realize, oh, okay, like this is what I want to do. But you don't have to have, again, like this grand scheme or this grand, like, this is my dream and this is my big ambition. So I think him,
definitely,
that's just him in a nutshell, is like, you don't have to have this whole thing planned out, and life is just going to do what it's going to do.
You can just be you.
Yeah, don't think about it too hard.
So often you're pressured to figure it out too young, and then there was a line that really stuck out to me. Maybe I should say this for like favorite lines at the end, but I'm just gonna go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Go for it.
And say, but like, I don't know. I didn't write down who says it, but like, someone says, "Now you don't even know how to dream," and that hit so hard. It's like used up all of your energy as a kid trying to figure out what your dream is and trying to set these unrealistic expectations for yourself, and now as an adult you don't know what a dream is supposed to be. You don't know how to dream.
No, that's so true. And if you think deeper about Yoongi saying he wants all these things, like, because you want this dream job to like get all these things, and you spend all this time thinking about like what you want, and like people think superficially, and you don't have the time to dream. He's like saying, but I don't have a dream, but I want all these things. So that's crazy. And also, I know we joked about June like giggling in his line at the end, But he really is, like, promoting, like, the youth to, like, be free thinkers and, like, really think about what they're saying.
Yeah.
Like, even though he's being, like, but he's being serious.
Yeah. He's kind of like, you know, the meme? The fake emoji that someone made someone of, like,
biting their lip.
Biting the lip with, like, the hat.
It's him.
But, like, he, like... To all the youngsters without dreams, I'm a youngster without a dream.
I felt that.
Bitch, that's me. You talking about me?
It's true. Lexi, did you have any lyrics that, like, stood out to you?
Okay, so I do, but I just wanted to talk about, like, I think we see it later on down the line, and I wrote this in my notes. This is the first thing that I wrote in was, I'm a huge fan of Soap going back to back on a verse, and
yes,
so
killer.
For them to go back to back on their debut song, I think that's,
oh, I just got chills.
Yeah, I
stopped breathing.
And okay, but for all of us, like, we first of all, I going back to pilot episode, how Yoongi literally is in all of our biases, in our bias lines,
our connector.
Yeah, and I just. There's something about, I think when I was looking at the song, and I think I looked at composition more so than lyrics, I did more big picture, because obviously, like, I'll eventually down the line, once we figure out how we do all this stuff, we'll get into, like, of course, like, the nitty gritty of, like, the lyrics, but I saw it as, you know, I mean, they did start, right, as a rap collective. And for Soap to go back to back on a verse, I think they've always been very strong together because they have such differing execution.
Absolutely. Demeanors.
Yeah, like, their execution is so different. And then we do see it in a bunch of different songs after this, obviously, where it depends on who goes first. And then they complement each other in what they say in their lyrics. So, like, as soon as...
They reference each other.
Yeah, so as soon as Yoongi finishes this one... Actually, hold on, let me bring it up. Like, he talks about, like, the metaphor of, like, a relief pitcher in the bottom of the ninth. And then Hobie starts with...
Oh, yeah?
Throw a fastball towards self-study. That's a waste of time. But... The lyric that I wrote down in all of this was disobey the hell of a society, grant a special pardon to your dream, which is part of Hobie's verse. And then he ends it with become the subject of your own life that's always been suppressed. And I just talked about in my notes, at least, I was just saying, like, you know, we've always been so pressured to fit a mold. That is pretty much predetermined before you're even born, because you're always being pushed in a certain direction, right? And so he's, you know, like, break that mold, like, be you with your, you know, with whatever you want to do, like, don't just fit into what society wants you to do. And you know, it like I said, like, as a young child, like, you're naive, and obviously, like, your parents, you know, like, push you in whatever is the, like, the good stuff to do, which, yes, like, you know, you're taught to do right and wrong, and, you know, decipher what is good and what is bad, but then it's, like, at what point, like, are we stopped, or what point are we told to stop dreaming big, and then fit into this, hey, you're gonna be this job, or this major, or whatever, and, like, you need to be realistic now versus dreaming big.
Yeah, it's not even dreaming anymore. It's not even dreaming.
No.
Maybe that's what Yoongi means by you don't know how to dream.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You're suddenly like, it's just kidding, no more dream. Literally, no more dream. Mm-hmm. Like, be realistic.
Exactly, oh. Yeah. Ooh.
No more dreams for you.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that makes me think, even from actually, like, a pretty young age, I remember people ask, you know, what do you want to be? Ask, like, yeah. What do you want to do? And I was a little kid who I always wanted to do, like, creative stuff. So when I was a kid, I always would be like, I want to be a dancer. I want to be an actor. Mm-hmm. Like, those were my answers. And I remember, even as, like, a child, like, adults being like, well, what's like, the other thing that you would want to do if didn't work out? Like, even, crazy. Even as a young kid, sowing those seeds of doubt of just, like, yeah, exactly. But what's your backup plan? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, this is your dream, but, like, what's your realistic? Right,
so, like, you're told, like, anything is possible. Like, when you're young, you're like, oh, my gosh, like, you can do anything. Like, you're so capable of doing anything. You can be whoever you want, do whatever you want to do. But then saying, well, no, you can't do this, or no, you can't do that. Like, be realistic. Like, you know, do what fits into what is expected of you.
Yeah. These are the harsher realities of, like, your youth being stripped from you. Mm-hmm. And, well, I just wanted to share my last favorite lyric. So, I don't know who said it. Maybe I should, next time I'll think about remembering who said it, but, we're still filling
that,
it out.
That might be important to them. Yeah.
But it's, even if I don't have a thing like a dream, no one says anything to me. I just really want to hammer home that they're saying that the school system and society promotes degree over passion, ultimately. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, essentially, I mean, we all said we don't know what's going on, but if there's anyone listening that resonates with that, like, you don't have to have it all figured out. Like, you really don't.
No, and also I you guys both went to college, right? You guys both went to college and graduated. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? I just want to say for a second, as someone who did not graduate college, and just didn't find that, because especially like in America, it's also like added on, like, it's really freaking expensive.
Oh, yeah. It's like, insane.
Like, that even adds a whole layer. But there was a point in which I was going to, in it they talk about, like, oh, I'll go to a school, even if it's far away, who cares? And that's a reference to the fact that, like, most of the, like, good, quote-unquote, colleges are, like, around Seoul, apparently. And so, like, going farther away. I went for a little bit. I graduated high school, and I did what everyone else did who grew up in Santa Rosa, which is, oh, I'm going to go to the junior college, and then I'm going to transfer to a university. And I just kind of did that next step because that was what was expected of me, and that was what seemed like I was supposed to do. I'm supposed to keep going to school. Like, I don't know. I just graduated high school. And then over time of, like, doing it and, like, trying out different classes, and I'm just like, this isn't for me. Like, what am I doing here? And I came to the realization, nothing. I'm not doing anything that's fulfilling me here. I'm not going towards my dream. I've thought sometimes about, like, going back to school for, like, something specific, like taking, you know, like getting into like costume making or whatever the whatever the case may be, but, like, just so many people go to school because that's what they're expected of them, and they graduate and they are in so much debt for no other reason than that is what they were expected to do. Lexi's popping up a little peace sign there.
School debt.
Ooh, I just got that peace sign.
Love that.
And I saw that, and I saw so many of my other peers doing that, and I dipped. I was like, no. Which I wouldn't say I feel fulfilled, like, just working but that's another story.
We'll get there.
But, like, yeah, it's just, we do these things because they're expected of us, and there are so many people in this modern age where they have a degree that has nothing to do with their job, and they're just like, why did I do that?
Yeah, I went to college. I don't even use my degree. For me, college was kind of like an escape, not from my family, but just escape from the expectations. Like, yeah, I'm going to class, I'm doing whatever, but I'm also having like a freedom. If you go to college, mm-hmm. I mean, I went to college 2 hours away from mm-hmm. my family. So I try to think about what I could do that could fulfill me within the school system. And I do think that I found that in English, but not in the English that I studied. Like, I work in science now, like in business, like for a science company. So it's just not even, it's just interesting how the path, like,
yeah,
the path you go down.
I just find that a lot of people in my age range, the reason that they went to college was not to pursue something in particular, but because that's what you do when you graduate high school. You go to college. I just wanted to shout out all of the college dropouts that might be listening to this. Sometimes it's just not for us. Sometimes it's just not the thing to do. And if I had kept going to school, I would have kept paying for school, and I feel like I'd still be just as lost.
Very valid. Yep. I feel that. I feel that for sure. Whew. Wow. That was a great discussion. I loved all, like, the commentary.
I don't know about you guys, but I am so
wet. It is hot.
It is hot.
Heat a wave.
It is so.
It is hot here.
We.
It is so warm.
Yeah. Awful, 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 awful.
Also, I think all of us, like, turned off our fans and stuff so that the audio could be better. And, oh boy, howdy. I think we're all suffering. I've seen all of us have moments of, like, wiping the sweat off our face. We're all dying.
The things we do for you. I'm just kidding.
The things we do for BTS. No. The things we do for a stimulating BTS discussion.
It is true. So, I think that's a wrap on No More Dream,
I love think this
that.
Is a good...
Yeah, I'm good.
I think, you know, we'll eventually get into a different... and
yeah, we'll
I
get guess, a rhythm.
Yeah, we'll get into our own little flow eventually. But I think this is a good debut episode, you know?
Yeah, I love it. I hope everyone enjoyed listening to us share our thoughts.
We appreciate you listening.
Yeah, I appreciate anyone listening, army or not. You listen to us talk for over an hour.
If you are listening to this and you are not an
army, a trooper.
I appreciate that. We appreciate that so much. Why? I would love, just for me personally, if you would let us know what it was that made you want to, please let me know. I'm so curious.
I have a few non-army friends that have been wanting to listen. So
same.
They will be some of those.
Oh, okay. So if you don't listen to BTS's music, but you listen to this, hi Anja's friends. Hi Anja and Lexi and maybe my friends. I don't know. Hello.
But also, if you are in that group of, you know, who are not in our
non-armies.
Friend groups, non-armies, and you do find this and you want to let us know how and why you started listening to us, you can hit us up on our socials and tell us there.
Yeah, I would.
Oh, yeah, probably should've.
I would love to hear that. But we do have to have a little moment to discuss. The festa dinner.
Oh.
I would just like to say that I feel like there has been so much discourse on this that both from armies and non-armies and also like K media and international media, that I feel like I've been so, what do you call it, we've been drowning in it, I guess, and not in like a bad way, but there's just been so much that I feel like I'm all pooped out on the whole quote-unquote hiatus, break, whatever you want to call it, and the festive dinner.
Nobody's opinions matter except for armies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So all that's just noise. It's definitely frustrating, and I can't imagine how frustrating it is for them after being so vulnerable and people not like listening to what they have to say and just like running with their words. But it wasn't meant for them, you know, and how frustrating it is.
Mm-hmm. Like we had the festive dinner for a few hours and then finally like media channels started getting into it. So I'm glad that we had like that little bit because again, it was for army only.
Also, I feel like that is such a good example of why really looking into translation, like proper translations, and not getting like not just looking at one translation and then just running with it and like, you know, sometimes things aren't accurate. Sometimes things lose some of the context behind them. And I think that that whole situation is such a great example of why we are 1,000%. Doing this. Like, why we are...
Yeah, the whole point of our pod.
Digging into their words. Like we are. Because you can't just trust what someone else says that they say.
It's true. It's so true. And... yeah, the translation being off definitely gave the media a lot to
gave them fuel for sure.
It did. But I mean, we understand them, you know, and I feel like that they're so important to me because like they understand me without knowing me, even if like they don't know who I am, but like we just spent hours talking about like their debut song resonating with us. Like
literally
that's
a whole
crazy
hour.
Feeling. Like that someone
from like almost a decade ago.
Someone who doesn't even like speak my language completely can resonate with me and understands me.
For real. Someone on the other side of the world understands and feels what I feel.
Exactly. And you know, burnout is so real. Everyone experiences burnout.
Yeah. And I think especially with the pandemic.
They are human.
Too.
They really were. They stuck through the pandemic literally for us, you know?
Well, and also, like, I cannot even fathom the pressure.
Oh, I know.
No, I. And, like, with. Oh, I can't remember off the top of my head who it was that made that statement asking them to reconsider.
Oh, God. Korean Singers Association or something?
Some stupidness.
But I can't even imagine you say, I'm going to take a break. I'm going
recharge.
To, you know, like, this is... Like, I need to recharge. I need to be able to focus on a few other of my other projects for a minute. And to have, you know, people be like, your country's economy can depend on this?
Bonkers!
Like that, I would fully quit at that point. I would be like, you know what, actually, I can't handle that. If you put it like that, I actually can't
do
it.
It's crazy, and they're
like...
And
all.
Where they didn't even say that they were quitting. It's like
they're literally just taking a breather. Like, give them room to breathe.
They just got soulmate tattoos. Like, they're not going anywhere. They just need to breathe. And I don't know. Yeah. They have
like,
to
literally
do
get
it.
Them let them have an hour of sleep. Like, that's literally what this boils down to. Let them do what they need to do to recharge.
Well, and they care about what they're putting out. They care about like what they represent. And mm-hmm. you know, you can't be passionate about something forever when you don't have time to even think about it. Right. Like Yoongi said, I'm like, yeah. I can't write lyrics because like I don't even know, like, you know, our message right yeah. now. Like we don't even know who we are, like yeah. individually, to like come back and like talk about, you know, how we want to represent like moving forward.
Mm-hmm. That makes me think of like how in between albums Adele will just kind of like disappear. Yes. And it's because like she's like, well, I can't, like, what am I gonna write songs about, like
being on tour,
being like famous, like what is yeah, like what is that gonna, like that's right. not relatable music. And I feel like it's kind of a similar instance where like how are you supposed to expect them to
yeah.
just keep churning out music yeah. they're people, they're not a
and
factory.
I think that's something that you know, like everyone treats them as a product except for ARMYs, and even some ARMYs do, and it's like obviously
yeah
that's
yeah,
because we've been so saturated with so much content, like it's expected, and so, you know, there
is plenty of content.
Yeah, exactly. Trust like me. there's how much, almost 10 years of content for people to catch up on in this time. Like, hi, hello,
and we're still gonna see them. Like,
it's not like they're completely disappearing.
They're not.
I know.
How many times did you have to say that? Legit. How many times? How many?
I know. But yeah, I'm glad we're all on the same page, and I just wanted to express our support to them because as a podcast, like, and we'll be delving into this and, like, yes. you know, looking more yes. into their message while they, like, take time to, like, think about what they want to add, you know? Mm. But anyways, I just wanted to, like, chat mm-hmm. about it because I know our listeners are probably thinking about it, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I just want to tuck them all into bed and give them a nice cup of yeah. tea.
That's low what I forehead want. Kiss.
I just
consensually, of course.
Just
of course.
Yes, of course. But just like, please get some sleep. Yeah. Please. Yeah,
just especially, take a deep breath.
Like, whenever I see a video of Jimin getting like his hair done or something, and he's mm-hmm. literally falling asleep while it's happening, it makes me a little sad. Yeah. And like,
I did talk about this with my friends. I'm not upset about like this break or, you know, just them not releasing music as a 7-piece. I'm more upset that they were so nervous and so scared to say something. That's what's made this melancholic, which I think that was Becca who brought up that word.
Yeah.
I love that word.
But I think that's why I felt that way about this. Yeah. It's not that they are taking time for themselves, it's the fact that they were scared and nervous to even bring that yeah. up. That's where
yeah, they carried so much weight for so long, and I really feel for them. Like, they said like they can't always be super vulnerable with us, and mm-hmm. they want to be, and they try to be, but it, you know, I think it's the media also plays into that. Like,
of course,
you know, June being completely like, all of them were very vulnerable, but June being like, you know, I speak for all of us, and it really, like, I feel like I'm speaking for everyone, and I might not be like representing us correctly. And like, I feel so bad for him, like, and to be taken out of context.
And he deserves to have his mm-hmm. words listened to for what they are and to not be misconstrued.
He genuinely deserves the world, and
he deserves literally everything. I would literally kill for him, but that's
our,
not
our leader.
Acceptable,
our leader. We love you, Kim Namjoon. Okay. Well, you know, we would love to hear your thoughts on this as well. If you want to leave us a little nice voice message on our social media on...
I'm forgetting
that people can do that.
I know, if you go to our link tree, our link tree has a little link to Anchor, and you can leave a little voicemail for us on there, and we can listen to them You can also email us if you, you know, you don't feel comfortable sharing your voice. You can email us purplehourpodcast@gmail.com. You can, I think, I'm going to try to do a poll. Maybe I'll do a poll on Twitter for, you know, what songs, like what song we should do next, maybe. But yeah, our Twitter is @purplehourpod.
And on Instagram, I put up some like stories where y'all can interact there.
We'll, I love that.
We'll probably put up a poll on there too, or maybe like a answer this type thing, like question and answer thing, where
we
you can
love interacting.
Leave suggestions. And our @ is the same as Twitter, Purple Hour Pod.
Yeah.
On TikTok, we are Purple Hour Podcast.
Yes. Our full name.
Our full government legal name. So make sure to follow us on there and see what we're up to over there. @ Purple Hour Podcast and on TikTok, and @ Purple Hour Pod on Insta and Twitter.
Yes. Ooh. I hope we can.
Pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. Oh, this has been so fun.
I know.
This was a great first official episode.
Doesn't it feel like this one, really yeah. good to talk to yes. other armies about BTS?
It does.
It does. Yeah.
Like,
it feels
to
validating.
Talk to other armies so openly mm-hmm. and genuinely.
I love that.
I love them.
I know. But yeah, if you're listening, take care of yourself. Honestly.
Yeah. For sure. Load up your favorite Run BTS episode. Mm-hmm. Listen to Run BTS.
Make sure to hydrate.
Run the water. Run. Yeah, you got it. Run.
Yeah, but just like... but just like, you know, take care of yourself. And like the idea of... Like, I understand that the idea of not having BTS for a little bit is daunting. Like, they're not going anywhere. Yeah. But like, you know... The concept of them like taking a break, quote unquote, can be daunting. But just, you know, there's still plenty of them there, and mm-hmm. you know, there's still plenty
and
of
and we're
stuff
not gonna be deprived of content.
Keep you anchored.
No. This podcast is here for you too.
Yes.
Exactly.
And
we're
we
here
are
for you.
Giving you content.
When no one else is here for you, we're here for you.
Okay. Well, it's been real. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Our debut.
Our
debut.
Okay.
Who's your bias? Let us know. Please don't let us know. I would get
yeah,
my feelings hurt.
We're sensitive.
No. Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.